Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. Christian art uses subjects, themes, and imagery from Christianity. Most Christian groups use or have used art to some extent. Sacred images of Jesus and narrative scenes from the life of Christ are the most common subjects, and scenes from the Old Testament play a part in the art of most denominations. Christianity makes far wider use of images than related religions, in which figurative representations are forbidden, such as Islam and Judaism. I feature Christianity's most beautiful artworks on my social media accounts. Links can be found in the show notes or at markvinette.com. Images are conveniently compiled along with the script for this episode at patreon.com/markvinette. Let's examine a few extant masterpieces that we've inherited from Christianity's rich and glorious heritage, starting with Michelangelo's divine sculpture, the Pietà, which shows Mary cradling her son's dead body taken down from the cross. It is considered one of the most beautiful works of art from the Italian Renaissance. When viewing it close up at the Vatican years ago, I was overwhelmed by the experience. Everyone can find a reason to appreciate the splendor of the Vatican, its impressive museum, library, choir, and majestic St. Peter's Basilica architecture, history, art, rare books and manuscripts collection, music, culture, human achievements, spirituality, and Christian fellowship. I discovered a more recent statue of Mother Mary titled The Annunciation, completed in 1900 by Swedish sculptor Sigrid Blomberg. This exquisite piece was the first sculpture by a woman to be acquired by the Swedish National Museum. The Virgin of the Rocks, also known as Madonna of the Rocks, is the name of two similar paintings by the Italian Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci. A 1483 version hangs in the Louvre in Paris. I prefer the 1508 version displayed in the National Gallery in London. This masterpiece shows Mother Mary and Child Jesus with the infant John the Baptist and the Archangel Uriel, depicted taking place against a background of rock formations. It was originally painted for the chapel of the Confraternity of the Immaculate Conception in the Church of San Francesco Maggiore in Milan, Italy. I encourage you to seek both versions out and tell me which one you like best. September 8th marks the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which refers to the birthday of Mary by her parents Anne and Joachim. The Catholic Church celebrates Mary's birthday on September 8th, 9 months after the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, celebrated on December 8th. Born in Bologna, Guido Reni was an Italian Baroque painter best known for his religious paintings, such as the 1611 fresco titled Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, or Birth of the Virgin. Roman Catholic and Orthodox Christians pray to Mary. That is, they invocate or call on her for help. Catholics do not worship Mary. They honor, venerate, glorify, and revere her. They have continued to seek the protection of Mary as the Mother of Sorrows and relied on her intercession as the Queen of Heaven, or Stella Maris, since the Middle Ages. In the 1200s, a movement towards devotion to Mary inspired the building of chapels in her honor across Europe, and grand cathedrals such as Notre Dame, or Notre Dame in English, meaning Our Lady, dedicated to the Virgin Mary. A lady chapel is a traditional British term for a chapel dedicated to Our Lady, Mary, Mother of Jesus, particularly those inside a cathedral or other large church. The chapels are also known as a Mary Chapel or a Marian Chapel, and they were traditionally the largest side chapel of a cathedral, placed eastward from the high altar and forming a projection from the main building. Most Roman Catholic and many Anglican cathedrals still have such chapels, while mid-sized churches have smaller side altars dedicated to the Virgin. Mary holds a less prominent position in Protestantism. Anglicans tend to pray with Mary, that is, to comprecate or pray with her. Most other Protestant denominations honor Mary, but do not pray to or with her. St. Luke drawing the Virgin is a large oil and tempera on oak panel in Boston's Museum of Fine Arts by Rogier van der Weyden, one of the most profound and influential Netherlandish painters of the 15th century. This exquisite tableau shows Luke the Evangelist, patron saint of artists and thought to have been Mary's portraitist, sketching Mary as she nurses the child Jesus. The figures are positioned in a bourgeois interior which leads out towards a courtyard, river, town, and landscape. The enclosed garden, illusionistic carvings of Adam and Eve on the arms of Mary's throne, and attributes of Gospel writer Luke are amongst the artwork's many iconographic symbols. The captivating painting's historical significance rests both on the skill behind the design and its merging of earthly and divine realms. The beloved miraculous medal, also known as the Medal of Our Lady of Graces, is a famous devotional medal, the design of which was originated by Saint Catherine Labouret, following apparitions of the Virgin Mary in the Chapel of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal of Paris, France, in 1830. The renowned miraculous medal design was executed by French goldsmith Adrien Vachette, based on St. Catherine's visions. More than 100 million medals have been produced, with 2 million new ones circulated each year. Only 10 of the original medals are known to exist, and one of them is housed at the Miraculous Medal Shrine in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Also in Paris is the dramatically beautiful Fontaine Saint-Michel, a monumental waterworks located in Place Saint-Michel in the City of Lights, 6th arrondissement. It was inaugurated in 1860 during the French Second Empire by the architect Gabriel Davioud. The central figure is the Archangel Michael, wrestling with the devil, by French sculptor Francisque Joseph Duret. Did you know the octave of Easter is the eighth day period, or octave, that begins on Easter Sunday and ends with second Sunday of Easter? It marks the beginning of Eastertide. The first seven of these 8 days are also collectively known as Easter Week. The resurrection of Christ, also called the Kinnaird Resurrection, after a former owner of the painting, Lord Kinnaird, is an oil painting on wood by the Italian High Renaissance master, Raphael. The work is one of the earliest known paintings by the artist, executed between 1499 and 1502. It is probably a piece of an unknown predella, though it has been suggested that the painting could be one of the remaining works of an altarpiece. It is one of the first preserved works of Raphael in which his natural, dramatic style of composition is already obvious. The painting is now in the Sao Paulo Museum of Art in Brazil. I feature Christianity's most beautiful artworks on my social media accounts. Links can be found in the show notes or at markvinette.com. Images are conveniently compiled along with the script for this episode at patreon.com/markvinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.